The world around us appears rather thin on miracles these days. Sometimes we might look to those wonderful accounts early on in the scriptures, and especially the Exodus account of God's great and unambiguous deeds for Israel, bringing about their liberation, the plagues, the parting of the Red Sea, the manna, the quails, and wonder why God doesn't work like that in our lives anymore. Well, it's quite simple. God doesn't work that way because we asked him to stop it. And we hear God speaking through Moses saying, "Do not let me hear again, you said," that's us, we said it, "do not let me hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor look any longer on this great fire, or I shall die." We ask God to stop working in those awesome ways. Yet God's will is to work for us, to bring about our salvation and our healing. Now, through the ministry of the prophets, perfectly represented and brought to its completion by Jesus Christ, a ministry that involves, at its very deepest essence, a healing that leads back to community. And we see how that works out in today's Gospel. We have here in Mark chapter 1 in today's Gospel, Jesus in the synagogue in Capernaum. Certainly we hear in Luke's Gospel even echoes of this when Jesus goes to Nazareth in the synagogue, unrolls the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and speaks the words of the prophet of setting people free, of giving sight to the blind, and saying that those words are now fulfilled in the hearing of those in the synagogue. And they are amazed at all of this. Here in Mark's Gospel, that same thing is shown to us so clearly and graphically. There is in the synagogue somebody who does not belong there, somebody who should be an outcast, somebody who is troubled, and here it is, by unclean spirits. And the unclean spirits know who Jesus is, the Holy One of God. They know he is Jesus of Nazareth, and they know that their life is limited in the presence of this one who reintegrates people, who offers a gift of community, who offers the gift of healing. And it's always strange that in Mark's Gospel, the demons recognize Jesus, but the Pharisees and the Sadducees never do. They are never able to see him as a holy one, but like the demons, they see him as a threat. And that is one of the ways in which the Gospels tell us not to be afraid of demons and not to get too worried about the devil. Its power was destroyed by Jesus on the cross, but rather to keep a watch over ourselves, our own recognition of Jesus, and our own ability to work as Jesus did in healing and integrating people. Because here in the synagogue, the man who is demon-possessed, who is beyond human community in so many ways, is restored to integrity and to wholeness. The brokenness, the inhumanity which was plaguing him, is removed in the presence of Jesus. We don't have to be spectacular exorcists having a contract with Hollywood to do exactly the same thing for the troubled and disturbed people in our own lives and around us. Simply offering them humanity, simply offering them recognition as people, helps with that cure, helps with bringing about that kingdom of God. So the authority of Christ comes from his acts, from his ability to show that the kingdom of God can be brought about through the simple actions of one person. And one does not need to be the divine person of Jesus Christ to bring about the same things. All through Mark's Gospel, we are going to find that when these miracles happen, when these healings happen, these gentle, subtle healings, that there are two aspects to them. The one is the cure, which is miraculous, which is beyond our ability, even in the modern day, to do completely successfully. But the other thing that we can do, always with great success, is to welcome back to community. God no longer works with the great and overpowering miracles, God works through the gentle miracles of people who recognize one another, grant each other that dignity of humanity, which heals and restores more than we can ever imagine. Amen.